Welcome to N Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Now, your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan.
Hey, it's Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And we're back with our next segment of the M Squared TechCast.
And we want to introduce a new kid on the block here, but not new to Comcast Business, Jeffrey Marston, who is the Vice President of Business Services for the Heartland, if I understand that right. That's Michigan, Indiana, and parts of Kentucky.
That's correct.
Okay, cool. So I was asking you earlier, this is the first time I've met you. You've been with Comcast for a long time, but I think you're new to this particular post, or did I get that wrong?
Yeah, that's correct. So I actually started with Comcast as a BA or an account executive, and I've held a lot of different roles. And I was in the Heartland region when I started and moved out to the Northeast to work for the division out there on the residential side. And now I'm back to Michigan in this new role over business services.
Are you from Boston? I heard a Boston accent.
I'm from Maine. I grew
Maine,
up in Maine.
Okay. I heard that long A, so yeah. You gave it away.
Yeah.
So
not the flat Midwestern E.
No, yeah. Not that. You know,
okay.
So. All right, cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the successes that Comcast has had. I know video surveillance is really big, and I know I see your commercials everywhere where you're talking about home surveillance, you're talking about business surveillance. Let's talk a little bit about that. What's going on with that?
Sure. So the first that you mentioned was our residential product, our Xfinity Home, which launched, and we now have since launched a product, Smart Office, which is a business application where customers can record video and access it from their mobile devices and store it securely.
That's kind of cool. Actually, I was watching those commercials, and I thought, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's taken off quickly. There's a lot of appetite for it. And I'll also say that we're partnered with the city of Detroit, for the Project Greenlight. So this is a variation of that where our video surveillance actually goes back to the police station so that they can monitor that activity as well.
Now, you're familiar with that, but I'll bet a whole lot of other folks out there aren't. So describe Project Greenlight.
Sure. So Project Greenlight, like I said, was an initiative by the city. It literally is a green light on top of a video camera to kind of let people know that area is being surveilled. And what it's done is reduced crime by more than 50% in these areas where these cameras are. So there's a lot of demand, and by any measure, I think it's been a success, which prompted the city to expand this into other areas, and we're seeing it grow very quickly. But again, one of the other benefits of it is we've seen more traffic into businesses because obviously if patrons know that there's a camera there that it's safer to go there. So it really has been a real hit.
And I know Clinton Township, although that's not in your coverage area, has just adopted an ordinance that crime-prone businesses or potential crime-prone businesses have to have video surveillance as well. So it's really taken off.
Yeah, I would say so. We're getting a lot of requests for this now. And it started in Detroit. So that's really been the incubator for this idea. And, you know, with its success, we're getting requests from a lot of different municipalities and city governments about it.
Yeah, this isn't just video surveillance either. This is HD. This is really high-quality video,
yeah,
right?
720p,
so you can actually tell who's doing the bad stuff.
Yeah, we actually have one that is so crisp that it'll read a license plate. Huh. So where people illegally dump, this is another application for this so that we can actually capture license plates and they'll have that data as well.
So what is the Comcast footprint in Metro Detroit? I know Clinton Township's not part of yours, but what else? Is it just about everything else?
Yeah, I'd say we cover just about all of Southeast Michigan, in a large part of Michigan.
I think Novi and Livonia are the only ones you don't have.
But we're building it. We're building into those. So started what we consider these builds into areas where we don't have infrastructure. And those are two areas that we've started that.
Okay. All right. So tell me a little bit about the really high-speed stuff. I know everybody touts 1 gig access these days for residential and small business. So where do you have 1 gig service now?
So we have 1 gig service in all of Detroit. Hmm. So we launched, and like you said, gig is kind of a big buzzword, particularly among the technology folks, and we deployed our DOCSIS 3.1 technology in Detroit, which allows us to deliver gig speeds over our existing infrastructure. So that means we're not digging up streets and we're not pulling molding off, and we're able to run ubiquitously over our existing infrastructure. So technically, Detroit now is a giga city, not just small pockets or areas. We can deliver that service to any customer.
And give an example or two of what you can do with that kind of service, like downloading a movie or whatever, so people understand it better.
Yeah, so it's, instead of minutes, it's seconds. So, and we also see a lot of businesses, run bigger applications or different software. So where normally enterprise companies like Comcast would only have access to those types of platforms, then now these smaller businesses can run the same type of programs, you know, SAP or Oracle or, some of those that require a lot of bandwidth.
And so having the big bandwidth, you can handle big data. Nice segue there. I'm trying to lead you into the third one there, you know. So.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, where I'm kind of going with this too. You know, before this 3.1 technology, there was a big gap between, you know, what small businesses and larger enterprises could do. So they were really at a disadvantage. And now through some of those programs and even our own cloud technology and a lot of these other programs that we offer, these small businesses can track customer patterns and collect data. Even people on selling things on eBay can have access to that data now and really track their customers and all of that information.
But video still remains the big thing. I know Netflix, I've seen studies that in the evenings, it's about a third of the internet is people downloading Netflix. And I know looking at social media trends, because before we went into video, I looked at that real carefully, and they're saying by 2018, 2019, 80% of what moves on social media will be video. So having the big bandwidth really helps, right?
Yeah, I would say that. So our bandwidth demands go up between 40 and 50% every year. So just to give you some kind of idea, and I think if you sit in your living room and see all the connected devices, you can get an idea of just what's happened year over year over year, so that the demands continue to grow for the reasons that you mentioned, and we're keeping up with it. I mean, so when we also turned up Indiana with the same DOCSIS network, and we'll continue to do that, but it still doesn't prevent us from going fiber deep into neighborhoods and building to proactively into areas where we don't have infrastructure like Novi and Livonia.
What about Kentucky? I mean, the folks down there want big bandwidth or not? I have an image of Kentucky, but it's not big bandwidth.
So. Well, we certainly love Kentucky. They do not have the 3.1 yet, but that's something that's on the slate as well. And our goal is to have our entire footprint across the country DOCSIS 3.1 capable.
Okay. So what are your customers looking for in a technology provider, and what do you think they should be looking for?
I think they should be looking for a company that is reliable, that can be supportive. So I think in the case of Comcast, we own the network. We're a tier one provider. I think we can provide that reliability. We have a lot of redundancy. I think it's, as a business owner, I would be asking those questions that related to what I just mentioned. You know, what can you provide? Are you scalable? What kind of programs can
scalability
you...
Scalability is really important because you can't predict what's going to happen, how much demand you're going to need, right?
So. Well, yeah, and think about what I just said. The demands and all these different things, as people grow their businesses, more devices on their network, more applications, moving things into the cloud. So I think it's, scalability is a big one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've talked about your business investment. That's an interesting question here. What, if any, are the two most surprising things your customers say about Comcast business? I mean, what surprises them?
I think that they're often surprised. Well, let me back up. I think most people still think of us as the cable company or the TV company, and
Jim Carrey comes to the door and all that.
Exactly,
stuff.
Exactly, cable guy. Yeah. So it's when they really see how scalable our network is, and that we're really an industry leader in business services, and that we have all the cloud services and hosted phone systems and Wi-Fi in all those bandwidth levels. I think it is a surprise to them that really how much we can help their business. I think they all have that eureka moment when they say, oh, really, you mean I could do that, or I could provide Wi-Fi, or I could put a TV in my waiting room, or things like that. It's really just a comprehensive solution in that we can grow with their business.
Well, the big companies obviously have CIOs or CTOs or somebody that really understands this stuff. It's really your target audience is the smaller to medium businesses where they may not have that expertise, right?
For sure. I think that's really what we cater to. We want to provide a solution to any business. I mean, whether it be a very small mom and pop all the way up to large enterprises, and we have a solution for all of those.
Okay.
And it's all mobile, right? I mean, you guys are getting more and more into the mobile business as well?
We are. We're going to be launching our SD-WAN, which will allow businesses, even if they're not on our network, to connect securely through a VPN, and that's just one example of some of the cloud services that we offer.
Yeah, I know. An awful lot of places I go now, I look for networks and I see Xfinity Wi-Fi in more and more places, some fairly obscure places too. So you must have something near there.
Yeah, we'll go anywhere. Yeah, I mean, we want to help everybody, like I said.
I guess that would be another point is your Wi-Fi access. I've lost track of how many. I know there's a lot of them.
So I've lost track too. I mean, we have put Wi-Fi canopies in different cities. There's, they're certainly in Detroit as well. And we continue to put them out there. So it's something that we'll continue to do.
What else is? Oh, go ahead, Matt.
All right, I'm going to ask the Matt Rausch question here.
Are you hiring?
I always, yeah. Are you hiring? And if so, for what kind of skill sets?
So really, across the board. I mean, yeah. We're always hiring. We're always looking for talent. We were just voted one of the top 10 places to work by LinkedIn, which was fantastic, as well as some other accolades that we've received from the different from Michigan and other states. But really, sales we're hiring, technicians we're always hiring. Really, I mean, if you were to go to Comcast Jobs, you could see a lot of different opportunities on there, and they're everywhere across the country.
What's the toughest one to find, the technicians, the skilled people like that?
They're certainly hard. I have a lot of respect for the technicians because they go through the attics and the heat, and they, are in the crawl spaces. So I think it's they do a lot, and they certainly care about the customer. Sales is another one too, where there's a lot of demands. It's fiercely competitive out there, and if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Sure.
Hey, I want to mention while we got him here too. As most people know, we're partnered with the Internet Advisor on WJR, and you're going to be on that show this Saturday, along with the Clinton Township Supervisor and someone. We're not waiting to see who's coming in from Project Greenlight from the police department, but most of that hour is going to be devoted to video. Just what's going on with video? You'll enjoy. You're calling in though. I don't think you're coming in, right?
No, I'll be calling in. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Foster Brown and the crew will walk you through that. Gary Baker is now with Captain Gary Baker. He's down in Florida, so he's skippering a boat, but he Skypes in for the show, so you got to love the new world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be in Detroit to talk about Detroit.
Can work from anywhere,
yes.
That's which is the good part and the bad part,
absolutely,
all at the same time. So if people want more information about Comcast Business, where do they go on the web?
Comcastbusiness.com.
That's fairly straightforward.
And if they want to reach you, do you offer up in a way to do that or not?
You could probably reach me through you.
Through me? Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks very much. Jeff Marston, Comcast Vice President of Business Services. Thanks for appearing on the show today.
You can also get me through LinkedIn by searching for Jeff Marston.
Actually, right. That's how I found you the first time.
That's right.
Okay. Well, he's a reporter. He tracks people down,
The old days, but anyway, that's the old days. So,
all right. Well, thanks very much for appearing. We'll be right back with our next segment in just a moment. But for right now, this is Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you're listening to the M Squared TechCast, where we are proudly part of the PodcastDetroit.com network.
Thanks for listening to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Join your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan, next Monday at 3 p.m. If you can't listen live, audio podcasts of the show can be found at PodcastDetroit.com.